For our first scripture reading, please turn with me to Acts chapter 10. It's found on page 957 in the Pew Bible. Acts chapter 10, beginning with verse 34 and going to verse 43. And Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the word which he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The word which was proclaimed through all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses to all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him manifest, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Our second reading is from Colossians chapter 3. That can be found on page 1027 of your Pew Bible. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory."
Our gospel reading will come from the Gospel of Matthew. We'll begin at chapter 27, verse 62, and then we'll go over to chapter 28, verse 10, and it is found on page 865 of your Pew Bibles. This time, let us listen to God's word for us. "Next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, 'Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Therefore, order the sepulcher to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead. And the last fraud will be worse than the first.' Pilate said to them, 'You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can.' So they went and made the sepulcher secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Lo, I have told you.' So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Hail!' And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" It's the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And you say?
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Today is Easter. It is the pinnacle of the Christian year. It is the day that we acknowledge the central affirmation of our faith, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Everything else that we do and everything else that we believe hinges on the truth of this confession, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. If it is not true, as the Apostle Paul reminds us, then we are still in our sins. If it is not true, it means that the power of death has the last word. But it is true. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And so the command of our Lord this morning is, do not be afraid. One of the things that you notice during the readings of Holy Week is how much everyone is dominated by fear. The religious leaders are afraid of Jesus. They believe that he's some kind of dangerous revolutionary who's going to lead the people astray. And so they have him arrested and crucified. Jesus' disciples are also afraid. On Palm Sunday, they follow him into Jerusalem filled with hope and expectation. But when Jesus is arrested, they become afraid. They flee and they scatter. Only Peter stands his ground, but after events begin to settle in, he too becomes afraid. He will deny the Lord, not just once, not just twice, but three times. And even Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, the man who's backed up with all the power and might of the Roman Empire, he too becomes afraid. He wants to release Jesus. He knows he has no case against him, but the crowd has been crying, "Crucify him!" And he becomes afraid of the crowd and bows to public opinion. And he has Jesus crucified. And we need to be clear that crucifixion was not just a form of punishment. It was not just a form of execution, but it was an instrument of terror. It was designed to invoke fear and terror in the population. That's why it was done at a conspicuous public place, so that people could come and see that this is what will happen to you if you get out of line. Oftentimes, the body stayed on the cross for days and days, was not taken down until the vultures and the dogs ate it. But Jesus was allowed to be taken down and put in a tomb. And you would think that with Jesus being dead and safely in the tomb, that everyone's fears would be alleviated. But the religious leaders are afraid that someone might come and steal Jesus' body. And so Pilate issues one more decree. Make the tomb secure. Make the tomb secure. That's what we do whenever we are afraid. We beef up security. Make the tomb secure. Let everyone be afraid. Let everyone know that death has the last word. Make the tomb secure. But that was last week. Today is Sunday. It is the first day of the week. And two of Jesus' female followers make their way to the tomb. All the gospel narratives tell us that it was the women who first bore witness to the good news of Easter. All the men are still hiding. But the women weren't looking for Easter. They were looking for death. They were expecting death. They go to the tomb for the same reason many of us go when our loved ones pass. They go because they are grieving for Jesus. They go because they love Jesus. They go because they are loyal to him, but their hearts and their minds are conditioned by the power of death. And death is secure. That's what Pilate says. Make the tomb secure. But neither Pilate or death has ultimate power. Only God does. And so as the women approach the tomb, Matthew tells us that the earth begins to quake and an angel of the Lord descends and pushes the huge stone away from the tomb. And then he perches himself upon it as if to tell everyone that it is God who is in control, that it is God who has the last word. Pilate doesn't have the last word. Death doesn't have the last word. But God has the last word. And so the angel's command to the women is, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus, but he is not here. He is risen. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of Pilate. Don't be afraid of death. Don't be afraid of anything, because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Now go and tell. Go and tell the rest of his disciples that he is risen from the dead. It is stunning good news. Matthew tells us that the women leave the tomb in a mixture of fear and joy. Can it really be true that Jesus is risen from the dead? Can it really be true that the power of life has overcome the power of death? If it is true, it means that everything really has changed. It means that the crucified Lord really is Lord and Lord and King of Kings. It means that the way of Jesus was really trying to show us, the way of love and forgiveness really is God's way. It means that the power of death no longer has any power over our lives. We don't have to be afraid. We are free to be the people that God has called us to be. Can it really be true? Matthew tells us that as the women go to tell the rest of the disciples what the angel has told them, that they are met by the crucified, resurrected Lord. He is not a ghost. He is not a vague feeling in their midst. He's not some warm, fuzzy presence that they have conjured up in their grief. That's what some people believe about Easter, that Jesus really didn't rise from the dead, that he was just a feeling or some kind of presence that was with the disciples and with the women. But Matthew tells us that he is risen. The crucified Lord is risen. He is the real flesh and blood Jesus Christ. He still has the scars from the nails that were driven in his flesh. He still has the wound from the spear that was thrust in his side. He still has the heart that was broken when his disciples betrayed him. And we have all betrayed him. We have all forsaken him. We all helped to nail him to the cross. But his word to us this morning is not a word of vengeance, but it is a word of comfort and courage. Don't be afraid. That's what he says. Don't be afraid, but go and tell. And that is the word that we are asked to remember here this morning. For we too are like those women who made their way to the tomb on that first Easter morning. We come here this morning in a mixture of both fear and joy. We want to believe. We want to believe in the resurrection. We want to believe that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. We want to believe in the power of life over the power of fear and death. We want to believe that. But if we are honest with ourselves, many of us are still dominated by our fears, and they are legion. Our individual fears, our fears for our families, our fear for our country, our fear for the world, our fear for the future of our children, our fear for our loved ones. We are dominated by our fears. And we are fearful too as God's people. We fear rejection. We fear failure. We fear being scoffed at and ridiculed. We fear being marginalized. We fear not being listened to. We fear the power of death. Even as the people of God, our fears are legion. But it is in the midst of our fears that the resurrected Lord comes to us. It is in the midst of our fears that we are invited to worship him and hear his word to us. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because I have overcome death. The resurrected Lord tells us not to be afraid because he has gone ahead of us. He has already experienced everything that we have experienced, including death itself, and he has overcome it. And he has our lives, all of our lives, in his hands. And so whatever you are going through this morning, whatever you are experiencing, whatever cross you might be bearing, the word for us is don't be afraid, because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. But here's something I've discovered. I've discovered that there are some people who are actually afraid of Easter. They're actually afraid of the power of the resurrection. Of course, they won't say that publicly. What they usually do in public is scoff and ridicule it. You guys still believe that, they say? You still believe that someone got up and walked from the grave? You still believe that? We moved on from that. The world's become more sophisticated. You still believe that? That's what they say. But don't be fooled. They're actually afraid. They're afraid of the resurrection. They are afraid of Easter. They are afraid of what can happen when people are no longer afraid. They want things to be exactly like they are. They're afraid of a transformed world. They're afraid of a new world. And so they say, let the tomb be secure. Make the tomb secure because we're afraid. Make the tomb secure because we want everyone else to be fearful and afraid. Let the power of death be secure. Make the tomb secure. But the last word does not belong to them. The last word belongs to the God of life who raised Jesus from the dead. The last word belongs to the crucified, risen Lord. And the Lord's word to us, his command to us, is in the midst of a darkened world, don't be afraid, because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Don't be afraid because Jesus Christ has gone ahead of us. He has gone ahead of each and every one of us. He has experienced everything that we might experience. So don't be afraid. Have you ever seen what happens when people are no longer afraid? When people are no longer afraid, they have the power to shake up the world. Just as that earthquake that Matthew told us about on that first Easter morning shook up the world. People who are told to stay silent are not afraid anymore. Not only do they speak, but they shout. People who've been held down and oppressed are not afraid anymore. They demand to be treated with dignity and respect. People who've been told to hate each other and despise each other are not afraid anymore. They embrace one another and forgive one another because they're no longer afraid. It's the power of Easter. It's the power of the resurrection. It's the power of transformation. Don't be afraid. That's what Easter is about this morning. Easter is about our risen Lord telling us that we don't have to be afraid of the power of death anymore. We don't have to be afraid of the power of darkness. We don't have to be afraid of those powers that keep the world down. It has been said that we cannot explain the resurrection. It is the resurrection that explains us. And that is true. The early followers of Jesus didn't try to explain the resurrection. It was the resurrection that explained them. For some reason, a bunch of ordinary men and women, uneducated men and women from the sticks of Galilee, who came in to Jerusalem with Jesus during Palm Sunday and after his crucifixion, they were hiding and scared and fearful and trembling. But for some reason, all of a sudden, they became a powerful voice that shook up the world. Peter, who denied Jesus not once, not twice, but three times, stood boldly and proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ, as Krista read this morning. The disciples were no longer afraid to be scoffed at. They were no longer afraid about humiliation. They were no longer afraid of rejection. They were no longer afraid of being arrested. They were no longer afraid of Pilate. They were no longer afraid of worldly authorities. They were no longer afraid because they knew that their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had been risen from the dead. Nope, the resurrection is not something that can be explained. It could only be witnessed to. And that is why you and I are here on this Easter Sunday in 2014. That is why we got up early in the morning to be here in this place. We come here to bear witness that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And you say, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Do you believe that with your heart and mind? Do you believe that with your soul? Do you really believe that? Then don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because our Lord has gone before us. He has gone to Galilee. We will meet him there. We will meet him as we too go to Galilee and begin the journey all over again. The journey of healing, the journey of love, the journey of liberation. Only this time we will not be afraid, because we know how it ends. We know that it ends with the power of death being vanquished. Jesus Christ is risen from the grave. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for what this day means in our lives. We give you thanks that the power of death has been broken. We give you thanks for your Spirit emboldening us and giving us courage to go out into this world and proclaim that Jesus Christ is indeed Lord. Help us not to be afraid. Help us to believe with all of our hearts. Help us, in the midst of all that we might be experiencing today, to know that our lives are in your hands, to know that you go with us, to know that the power of death no longer has any hold over us, that we can go out into this world and boldly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is risen from the dead. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray here today. Amen.